learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I've ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. The joy I can't explain fills my heart since the day I made Jesus my King. His blessed Holy Spirit is leading my way. He's teaching, and I'm learning to lean. Learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I've ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. There's glorious victory each day now for me, since I found His peace so serene. He helped me with each task, if only I'd asked. Every day now, I'm learning to lean. Learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I've ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Okay. This message will be a whole bunch of different scriptures here we'll be going to here. Our relationship with God, our Father. Matthew 6, 9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And then Matthew 27:46. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And in John 1:10, He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And then over in Romans chapter 8, starting with verse 14. For many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. and if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. And then the first point is the foundation is Christ. 1 Corinthians verse 11. Chapter 3 verse 11. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon the foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work, what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive reward. And if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. And know ye not that ye are the temple of God, that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? And if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which ye are holy. But in verse 10 of chapter 3 there, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. So our only foundation is Jesus Christ. If we're building anything other on him, then our foundation is not going to stand. In John chapter 4, verse 25, the woman says unto him, I know that the Messiah is cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. And in verse 42, and said unto the woman, now we believe not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. And here, when Jesus went to, said he had to go and told his disciples he had to go through Samaria there, which they didn't want to go, but he told them, I must need go through Samaria, because he knew there was a woman that was going to be at a well around noontime, and he needed to share his message with her, her salvation there. And she believed and accepted of what he did. In Matthew 16:16, and Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And in Hebrews 12:1, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind. If Jesus could go through all of that for us, then we should be willing to go through that for him. Regardless of what it might be, whether it be this virus or whatever. And then number two of our walk with God, the pathway is humility. 1 Peter 5. Verses 5 and 6. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. And in Matthew 5:1, and seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and opened his mouth, and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. In Matthew 18:4, And whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. For whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he were drowned in depths of the sea. And in Matthew 23:12, And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. And number three, the guide is the Word of God. Psalm 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And verse 89, Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generation. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thine ordinances for all thy servants. Unless thy law had been my delight, I should then have perished in my affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. And then Psalm 12:6. The words of the Lord are pure words as silver, tried in a furnace, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. And Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joint of marrow and the discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. God's word is sharper than any weapon, more powerful than any weapon ever made. And can pierce anything a whole lot more and better. In Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I pleased, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. So all the tracts and the John and Romans and stuff we gave out the first those 2 years in 18 and 19, it won't go out in this void. We won't know maybe probably until eternity, you know, what the outcome might be from all the tracks that we've done and the messages and the mailers we put out would be what the outcome might be, whether they come here or not, you know, if they accept him by the little message that the pastor put on the back of the card there. And then number 4, the power is the Holy Spirit. Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. In Romans 7:18. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would, that I do not, but the evil which I would, I not, that I do. Now if I do that, I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I should do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. And in Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For the law could not do, in that it was weak to the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. In Galatians 5:16, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And in verse 19, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another. And then number 5 of our relationship with God is, the goal is love. 1 Timothy 1:5. Now the end of the commandment is charity, out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned. And 1 John 4:7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. And this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sin. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And then 1 Corinthians 13:1. Do I speak with tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become a sounding breath or a tingling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my good to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profits me nothing. And charity suffers long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. In John 13:34. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. In John 17:20. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, and they be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me, before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Our relationship with Father had 5 major points right there. The first point, with the foundation is Christ. The pathway is humility. The guide is the Word of God, our Bible, and our walk with God. The power is the Holy Spirit. And then our relationship with God, the goal is love. Father, we just thank you for this time, Father, to come just to look at a part of your word, Father, and to, Father, to hope that our relationship, Father, with you, Father, will be what it needs to be, Father, of seeking you, Father, and serving you, and spending time with you, Father, in the morning time, in the noon time, in the evening time, Father, before we even lay down for the night, Father. And Father, we just want to lift up the pastor and sister Neith, Father. She's not feeling well today, Father. And Father, we just put your guiding hand upon her, Father, and to heal her, Father, and to bring her back here and bring the pastor back here too, because he's staying there with her, Father, today, Father. And Father, we just give it all to you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.